German TV series are getting popular here in the U.S. First, there was Deutschland 83, then there was Dark, and now the latest is a crime series set in 1920s Berlin. It's called Babylon Berlin, and it's out today on Netflix. Esme Nicholson reports it explores the Weimar era's raging nightlife and brutal criminal underbelly.
It's 1929, and the capital of the Weimar Republic is a hedonistic city of extremes. True to the party drug of the era, you could say this series is cabaret on cocaine.
Zu Asche, zu Staub, dem Licht geraubt.
The first season of Babylon Berlin is set a few months before the Wall Street crash, before the rise of fascism, and it depicts a city on the edge of an abyss. Co-creator Achim von Boris says a German period drama that's not about World War II or the Cold War is long overdue.
In the 20s, it was really the capital of the world, and nobody really knows about it because, of course, the monstrosity of the Nazi period afterwards is so huge.
In the city where Albert Einstein, Bertolt Brecht, Kurt Weill, and Marlene Dietrich set the artistic and intellectual pulse, Babylon Berlin follows a different beat, that of police inspector Gerion Rath. Writer and director Tom Tykwer, best known for his 1998 film Run, Lola, Run, says Weimar Berlin was as rich in crime as it was in culture.
We had some really famous serial killers, some really ugly crimes that came from Berlin and that created a myth about the darkness and the filthiness of the city.
In the first episode, Inspector Rath and his partner Volta arrest a former colleague who's now a heroin addict living on the streets.
Ich dachte im Ernst, er kann nach dem Krieg ganz normal wieder zurück in Dienst.
Volta mocks him for being a so-called trembler, a First World War veteran suffering from shell shock. Inspector Rath remains silent because he too suffers, but suppresses his shakes with regular doses of morphine.
You've got lots of veterans. You've got people who've lost limbs and thousands.
Ulrike Zitzelsberger is a Weimar Berlin specialist and professor of German studies. Sitting in a replica of a 1920s cafe, she says these men were visceral reminders of the trenches.
There's a lot of talk about an emasculated society at the time. In Germany, these men are no heroes. You can't talk about a war. You want to move on. So the trauma is absolutely horrific.
In Babylon Berlin, this damaged generation that can't sleep for PTSD finds solace in nightclubs. Director Tom Tykwer says clubbing was cheap and all walks of life met on the dance floor or in the brothel below.
Nightlife then was spectacular and very experimental, with lots of diverse clubs for more or less any kind of taste.
Tykwer's co-creator Henk Handlurgten says there are similarities between the nightlife of 1920s Berlin and that of today. Take the music.
If you take techno music and you take people from the 20s on film and they are dancing the Charleston, it matches perfectly.
In one episode, Brian Ferry takes to the stage to perform Roxy Music numbers for the Jazz Age, lending a bit of 70s glam. It's in one of these clubs that we meet the female lead, Lotte Ritter. By day, she's a typist at the police headquarters. By night, a casual prostitute in the club's fetish cellar, where she earns extra cash to escape her squalid tenement. She's an emancipated Weimar woman, now even allowed to vote, and she's the perfect foil to Inspector Rath's shattered male soul. As his unofficial sidekick, Lotte ventures with Rath into Berlin's criminal underworld. Cultural historian Ulrike Zitzelsberger.
It's a perfect setting. There's a real obsession with serial killers. You get types of cannibalism. Then you get political crimes. It is a tense climate between communists and national socialists. It's heating up. So the awareness of an underbelly is really quite strong.
Babylon Berlin captures the dark glamour of a briefly exhilarating time between the wars. And for today's Berliners, faced with the city's steady, sterile gentrification, the show offers a welcome dose of escapism. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.